and fell on the floor.
Goodness for the lonely hearts that break.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ this morning. We just thank God for another day. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. The blue skies. We know the rain is coming later, and we thank God for the rain. But right now, it's beautiful outside, and we just thank God for another day. And, you know, we can't take that for granted when God wakes us up. You know, we have another opportunity. If we didn't get it right, and not only that, when we're in the body of Christ, when we're in the kingdom of God, when we wake up, we have new mercies every morning. You might have used up all your mercies on yesterday. You might have used up all your grace, but there's new mercies every morning, fresh on the grass like the morning dew. New mercies. Thank you, Jesus, for your new mercies. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you for your long suffering. He is so patient with us. And we just have to thank him for another opportunity. That means your assignment. You still have an assignment before you. That means you still have God has a purpose and a plan for your life. If you're still here, that means the enemy couldn't kill you on yesterday. He couldn't take you out because God still has a plan for your life. And I don't care what the enemy comes at you with. You ain't going nowhere until God say your assignment is up. Your time is up. So ain't nothing the enemy can do with you when you're in God's hands. That's something to shout about right there. When you're in God's hands, the enemy can't pluck you out. He might allow testing, but you're still in God's hand. He can't destroy you. He can't take you out. And the testing is only to build your faith and for you to rely on God, because everything else is failing all around us. But only what we do for Christ will last. Only when we're living for him, we're living in him. And he's living through us. People can see God in us. They can see Jesus. We may be the only Jesus some folk may ever see. The only one they may ever see. So if we are ambassadors of Christ, we must represent him. That we got to show some signs, y'all. We got to show some signs. We can't say that we're following Jesus. We're his younger sisters and brothers, huh? That God is our Father, and then we get out there and act the fool. We can't do that. They're looking at us. They're watching us, and that's the reason why they're not coming to Christ. Because when they see the body of Christ, when they see the kingdom of God arguing and fighting, they can't get along. They don't want to be a part of that. Sometimes they see more love out in the streets, in the world system, than they do in the sanctuary, huh? In the gathering place. Because we are the church. And when they see that going on in the body, in the church, in this organism, when they see that, it turns them away. So be mindful of whose you are, huh? And who lives on the inside of you by his spirit. And you can't subject the Holy Spirit to all kinds of stuff. Think about it. Most gracious and eternal Father. Father, we come right now in the humblest manner we know how. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for another day, another opportunity to get it right, Lord. Another day to lift up the name of Jesus. Another day to show love to somebody, to show the love of Christ. Another day to be kind to someone, Lord God. Another day another time to forgive, Lord Jesus, to repent for the sins that we've done, Lord, the things that we've done that you told us not to do. Lord, how we've broken your commandments, we've broken your law. Lord, we say forgive us right now. We repent, Lord. Deed, thought, action, words, disobedience, lies, knowingly, unknowingly, omission, commission, submission, whatever it is, Lord, forgive us. We repent. We turn to you. We turn to you. We come to you in prayer, Lord. Just have mercy on us, Father. Have mercy on us, Lord. We lift up the bereaved families to you, Lord, this morning. All those that are losing loved ones left and right, Lord Jesus. Oh, give them peace and comfort this morning, knowing that you're not a God that you can make a mistake. You don't make no mistakes, Lord God. Father, we just thank you that their eyes will be open, that they will realize that if they're not saved, they need to be saved. They need to be born again. So to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So there's no need to fear. Lord, we just thank you right now for sending your Holy Spirit out over the airwaves, Lord, to draw all those that don't know you, Lord God, that haven't received you yet, Lord. Draw them this morning by your Spirit, Lord, by your Holy Ghost power. Oh, we just thank you this morning, Lord God, for looking out over all those that are backslidden, Lord. Draw them back into the fold, Lord God. We know that in your word it says that you're married to the backslider. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now for drawing the backslider back to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, before it's too late. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing in this earth realm right now. Lord God, how you're moving by your Spirit. Lord, we just thank you. We know that your Son is soon to come. Lord God, we just pray that we're ready when you come, Lord. Help us to lead more souls to you, Lord Jesus. Help us to be able to be a firm and powerful witness for you, Lord, that we can tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord and the saving power, the living power, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the technicians and the owners of this radio station, Lord God. Bless them, keep them, cover them, Lord God, strengthen them. Continue to anoint, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to, Lord, provide provision for the vision, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask a blessing on the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, singing, Lord God. All that they do for the upbuilding of the kingdom, the edification of the kingdom, God. Oh, we just ask that you continue to anoint them, strengthen them, Father God. Prop them up where they're leaning, Lord Jesus. Cover them in your precious blood, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now. What you're going to do, Lord. What you've already done. If you don't do anything else, you've already done enough, Lord. When you sent your Son, Jesus, to die on that cross for us, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for another chance and another chance and another chance. And you keep on blessing us with another chance, Lord God. But we don't want to abuse it, Lord God. We don't want that grace to run out, Lord God. We just thank you that we will receive you. Today is the day of salvation. Lord, we say yes to you. Yes to your will. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we're looking at Romans, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to start at verse 17. And I'm reading out the King James Version. And it reads thus. I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, and not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. Amen. Amen. And Paul is letting them know that, look, I have cause of glory. I have cause of rejoicing that God has made me a minister to the Gentiles, and that he has given me such success among them. He has given me success. I glory, I rejoice in the assignment, the mission that God has given me. When he knocked him off his beast on that road to Damascus, when he was persecuting Jesus. Because you must realize that when folk are persecuting the church, the body of Christ, when they're persecuting us, they're persecuting Jesus. Because we belong to him. We are his bride. We are his body. So when they come against us, when they're talking about us, when they try to harm us, huh? They're not coming against us. They're coming against Jesus. So that's a dangerous place to be. So you have to be careful not to put your hands, your mouth, huh, your thoughts, your curses, keep them to yourself. Because when you're dealing with a child of the Most High God, that's a dangerous place to be. Because you're not fighting against me. You're fighting against God. Huh? And Jesus is going to deal with you. Jesus is going to deal with you. So Paul said, I rejoice in the work that is set before me. I glory in spreading the good news of the gospel to the Gentiles. Because they are, anyone who is not a Jew is a Gentile. So we were all engrafted in. Thank you, Jesus. We were engrafted into the family. Huh? Reconciled by the blood, made right by the finished work on the cross. We were reconciled back into, so we all should have a ministry of reconciliation. Huh? We should be reconciling those that are backslidden. Those that have know the truth and have turned away from the truth to live as the world, in the world. Because we're in it, but we're not of it. When we're born again believers, when we are his ambassadors, we're in it, but we're not of it. We don't partake in what they partake in. Huh? We are to conform them to the image of Jesus. Huh? Don't let them conform you to the world. But we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Because if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. Huh? The old is passed away. Behold, all things. You're new. You don't think like that no more. You don't talk like that no more. So there must be a change. We must see some, there must be some signs if you've been born again, if you're following Jesus. You can't be a hypocrite because that's what hurt our witness. If you're witnessing at all, it hurt it because when they look at us and they don't see us living, they don't see us living what we're saying. And it puts a bad taste in their mouth. It put a bad taste in their mouth. They're not coming because we're a bunch of hypocrites. So Paul say, I glory, I rejoice. I rejoice in it. I'm excited about it, huh? I'm rejoicing, I'm praising, I'm giving thanks. I'm giving thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for my assignment. Huh? I count it an honor to be appointed to this office. And as a believer, we all have a great commission. We all have an assignment. We all have an appointment. You don't have to have a title. Huh? We have to tell them about Jesus. That's what we're to do. We're to tell them about Jesus, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Huh? Teaching them all things that we have been taught and commanded to do. That's what we're to do. And you don't have to have a title. All thing you have to do is be born again. You got to be born again to tell them about Jesus. You got to be saved. Let them know that they're going to close their eyes and go to a burning hell if they're not saved. Huh? If they are out of the ark of safety, the same way Noah built that ark, and them eight souls with all the beasts and the animals and the creepy crawlers and everything was on that ark. That they were in the ark of safety. God gave Noah instruction to build the ark because judgment is coming. So Christ Jesus is our ark. He's our ark of safety. We have to be in him. Just like Noah then was in the ark, him and his three sons and their wives and Noah's wife, we have to be in Jesus because Jesus is our ark of safety. If we're not in Jesus, then we out there, we're going to drown. But it's going to be fire this time. It ain't going to be no more water. And that's what the rainbow is all about. Huh? The rainbow is a token of the covenant that God made with Noah, that he would not destroy the world with water again. That's what the rainbow is about. It's a token. So we have to be in that ark of safety. So we have to do it with a cheerful heart. That's what Paul is telling them. The apostle is telling them, look, I rejoice in the assignment, the appointment. I give thanks. I'm praising God that he knocked me off my beast and knocked some sense into my head. Because when I thought I was doing what was right, I was persecuting God. I was persecuting Jesus. So I thank God for this assignment. I thank God that he turned my life around. Huh? When I was doing everything I was big enough to do. I thank God that he shook me. He woke me up. Huh? And he saved my soul. And he put his word in my mouth. He engraved it in my heart. He wrote it on the tablets of my heart. That I would be able to share the gospel. That I would be tell somebody about the good news that Jesus saves. That he died for our sins and our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the punishment of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, you already healed. I don't care what you're going through this morning. I don't care what the doctor said. Jesus has already paid the price. And if you're in him, if you have faith in him and you trust in him, he will deliver you. He will heal you. And sometimes he heals through doctors. Sometimes he heals by taking your own home. We don't know how he's going to do it, but he will heal you. And he will hear your prayers. He will hear your cries. When you cry out to him. When you cry out to him. Just like Paul and Silas in the midnight hour. When you cry out to him. He will hear. And he will move. He will move. It's something about the cry of the body. Of the bride. Of the kingdom. The kingdom. The citizens of the kingdom. When we cry out. He hears. So sometimes you have to cry out to him. But you got to be in him first. You got to be in him. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ had not wrought me. I dare not speak of anything but what Jesus told me to say. I ain't speaking about nothing but what is written. Because when the enemy came at Jesus, Jesus said, it is written. He didn't talk about nothing else. I'm not going to talk about my opinion and my commentary. I'm going to say what Jesus said. I'm going to say what the word said. And that's what you have to do too. I can't preach no other gospel than what Jesus has already said. It is written. It is written. And I dare not speak anything but what he has already said. Huh? What he's already wrought me, what he's already told me, what is already written in his word. I will not dare. I shouldn't be afraid to speak if the thing that I'm stating is coming out of the word. I'm confident that it's not my word, but it's God's word. So I can stand on that firm foundation And it is a firm foundation. Huh? It's a firm foundation. It's not man's wisdom and his enticing words, but it's God's words. It's God's words. And it's to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. And that's what I was saying earlier. What I'm saying is the word of God. These are not my words. These are God's words. It is written. He inspired over 40 authors to write these words under the unction of the Holy Ghost. These words are not my words. So when I speak the words to the people, and my deeds, my life has to line up. My life has to line up. The greatest sermon that you will ever preach is how you live. And you've heard me say that before, and you're going to hear me say it again. So Paul is saying that I'm giving you the word of God. I'm giving you the word of God. I'm giving you the word of God. But my deeds, my actions, the way I live, the way I carry myself, lines up my character, huh? My integrity, it lines up with the word. I'm emulating, huh? I'm being conformed to the image of Jesus. I'm looking like Jesus. There should be some signs. There should be some signs. You should look like Jesus. You're to be transformed. You're to be conformed to his image of his dear son. Huh? And that's what we're striving to be like Jesus. Huh? They used to say back in the day, I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Jesus. Huh? I want to be like Jesus. We'll never be perfect. And we're always learning. That's why we have to continue to repent. Because sometimes we mess up. But don't stay in that mess. Brush yourself off and turn back to Jesus. Huh? And do it in his name. And do it in his name. And be sincere about it. Be sincere about it. Don't be hypocrites. Don't be hypocrites. And that's what he's saying. I did it in word and deed. Huh? That the obedience, that I could win their obedience, that they will be obedient to the word. Because of the way I live and what they see on me. And that's why we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We're that salt. They should hunger and thirst after the Lord because of what's on us. Because of what's on us. They should want it. They should want it. We should be at that light in a dark world. Because you can take a little small candle in a real dark, a big old dark warehouse. And you gonna see that light. You gonna see that light. So a lot of times, the Lord will have us in places, workplaces, ministries, out in the world. He'll have us in our homes, in our families, just wherever we may be. He'll have us sometimes in some dark places. And it's because we are to be the light. We are to show Jesus forth. We are to be like Jesus. Let them see Jesus. It may be the only Jesus someone will ever see, but we are to be that light. You know how bugs draw to the light? We're to draw them to us so we can point them to Jesus. That's why he's giving you all that anointing. Huh? That's why that mantle rests upon you so you can lead them to Jesus. They're going to be attracted to you because of what's the oil that's on your life. And the oil has only come because you've been crushed. That's how you get the oil. The olive can't produce any oil until it's been crushed. And that crushing, we're going through something. The trials and tribulations of life crushes us. So the oil can come out. So that anointing can come forth. So we can tell somebody, because when we've been through, we can encourage others to make it through because we've been through and we can tell them. And that's how you get the oil. That's how you get the anointing, because you go through them trials and tribulations. That's how your faith is built. And this is what Paul said. I was faithful. I was faithful in the assignment. I was faithful through it all. I was beaten. I was stoned. They laid me out for dead. Huh? They whooped me on my back. They beat me, huh? They beat me and did everything to me. But I was faithful, and I'm still preaching the gospel, huh? I'm still preaching the gospel, and I'm living it. I'm not just preaching it, I'm living it. And these ain't my words. This is not man's doctrine. This is God's word. This is the holy canvas. This is God's word. The scroll. This is it. This is it. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I did mighty signs and wonders. Huh? But it wasn't by my works. It was by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we can do anything for the kingdom of God. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't even love like we're supposed to love without the power of the Holy Spirit. Huh? We can't walk by faith unless the Spirit of God is leading us and guiding us and strengthening us, huh? And encouraging us. The Spirit of God. That's the comforter that he left with us. Because he knew we wouldn't be able to do it in our natural man. And when I say man, I mean man and woman. Man as the human race. We can't do this in our own strength. Huh? He has to put that super on our natural. And that's the Holy Ghost. You have to have the Holy Ghost. There's no other way you're going to be able to stand in faith. Walk by faith. Huh? Preach by faith. You can't be faithful in the assignment. You can't even be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy and the devil, them fiery darts. You're going to have the shield of faith. And the only way you're going to be able to do that, you can't even put on the whole armor of God without the Holy Ghost. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. And there's no other way around it. So Paul is saying that, look, I did some signs and wonders. I did some mighty works. In the name of Jesus, through the working of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And I went all over the place from Jerusalem and Illyricum, that's Greece. I went all over the place. And the thing about it is, I'm trying to get to you, and I'm trying to get to you in Rome. I'm trying to get there. But I'm doing a great work here. I'm like Nehemiah. I'm doing a great work, and I can't come down right now. But I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you. And I'm going to keep preaching. And that's where we are today. We can't come down. We're doing a good work. If you're born again, if you're living like Christ, if you're showing forth Christ, you're showing forth that salt. You're the salt. You're that light. Huh? You got to walk it out in faith. Don't be dismayed. Whatever betide you, God will make a way for you. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you and give you the strength to fulfill the assignment. So do what you have to do to stand strong in Christ. And don't be dismayed. Until next time, keep the faith. We love you. We're praying for you. God bless you and keep you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, for such a time as this, I pray divine protection over President Trump and everything pertaining to him. In Jesus' name, amen. We are in an incredible move of God. Now it springs forth. Do you not see it? For I hear the Lord say,